Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday. It is September 30th. Welcome. Thank you guys so much for being here. It's the girls today. What
yeah.
is up?
Good
what
morning.
Is up this morning?
I can't believe tomorrow's October.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. I feel like once October hits, the rest of the year goes by so fast.
Yes.
It's just like snowball.
I was talking to James yesterday and he was like, are you going to start decorating for Halloween? I'm like, oh my God. That's like in a month, and I feel like I'm still in like June, July, don't you think?
Yeah, well, our neighbors, they started this weekend decorating for Halloween, and it kind of got me in the mood. I was like, ooh, they're starting early. I like it.
He goes, you can go to Home Goods. Here's your budget. I'm like, yay!
Oh, that's, yeah, it's just always so fun to decorate.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm one of the decorators. The earlier, the better for me. I know some people are like, oh my gosh, it's too early, and that's totally fine. I get it, but it just, I feel like if it brings you a little bit of happiness, why not, right?
Yeah, he gave me a budget and he goes, and here's an extra budget for coffee on top of it.
Here's $5 to get yourself a latte.
Yeah, so I'm going to be doing that this... Oh, you know what? I'll probably do that on Thursday because I'll be out of town this weekend, but I think it'll be fun, like just to lift me out of like, I'm like in a little funk.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. But what? How are you doing?
I am okay. I had a very active morning already. I called 911 this morning.
What?
Yeah. I saw something on my way to work that just did not look right to me. And not trying to be Karen or anyone, not trying to get up all in people's business, but I saw, I don't know if I should like go into too much specifics because I got a call when I was in the office from the reporting officer who went to check out what I reported.
So that's what I heard. I was talking to the officer.
Oh, he called
God.
Me. So I called 911. I saw something that just didn't look right. And I figured better safe than sorry. So I called it in while I was driving in this morning. They sent officers to check out what I saw. And then when I got here at the station, my phone starts ringing and I'm like, who's calling me? But the 911 dispatcher said, hey, can I get your number so the officer can call you if they have any questions? And I was like, sure.
Gotcha.
So when it rang, I figured it was probably the officer. So I answered and he's like, yeah, this is, you know, so-and-so from Metro. And he just wanted me to describe what I saw. It involved a couple of people. And I said, I gave the description. I said what I saw. And I said, were you able to find them? And he said, yes, we have them. We just want to make sure we have the right people.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And so, yeah, it was just, I wish I could go into more detail. Maybe tomorrow if I get some sort of like follow up, but I don't want to like impede anything that they're doing.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it was just, you know, you get the feeling you see something and you're like, that doesn't look right,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so again, I was just figured better safe than sorry, but yeah, it's been
wow.
very busy morning for me so far.
So you, when you saw this incident happen, you knew right away this was a 911 call, not a 311, right?
I just had a feeling that someone should get there sooner than later.
Gotcha.
You know, because
okay.
it was a situation that could have been like done quickly and then everybody gone. And so I hate speaking in code. I'm so sorry, you guys.
Okay.
I don't want to mess up anything on their end, but
what an eventful morning.
I know. I'm wide awake if anyone, and I have not had a sip of coffee yet. So like, if that's any indication, but yeah, it was a kind of busy one. Watched the Broncos win last night. I was
great
very happy Monday
guys.
Night football,
yes.
But yeah, that was about it for me. And man, I'm really excited because this weekend, we've got our Taylor Swift listening party, and all morning long, we're getting you passes into our party that's happening over at Jackpot Bar and Grill on Friday. We're going to listen to the album. We have some like sweet treats. We've got some games, some Taylor merch, all sorts of fun stuff happening. And then we're going to give you 4 tickets to the official release party of A Showgirl showing at AMC Theaters on Saturday. So if you're a Swiftie, it'll be an all Taylor weekend for you. It's going to be amazing. Your first chance to win those tickets is coming up just after 6 o'clock with Heads Up. So don't go anywhere. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. You know when you get the mail and it's usually a pile of junk, like, you know, flyers for lawn services and credit card offers and stuff like that, maybe a bill or two. So yesterday, that was me going through the mail, and tucked right in the middle of that stuff was an envelope that looked very different. So I'm looking at it. It's the kind of envelope that makes you kind of look at it because it's not handwritten. It's not a bill, but it has like that official vibe, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at this and I open it, and for a split second, I'm like dreaming big. I'm like, this is a check. I could just tell. Like, look, I'm like, this is a check written out to me. So I'm like, what is this? Is this some sort of like surprise refund from like the, you know, Nevada Power, or, you know, maybe some old relative left me something in their will? I'm like, what is going on? So I pull it out and it's an actual real check. And I look at it and drum roll, please. $37.95 from Facebook.
What? Facebook? And why is that so low?
It was part of that Facebook settlement. Were you part of that? Where they got in trouble for selling our information? So that's what my entire online life is worth. $37.95. Years of posts and pictures and personal data is basically the cost of, I don't know, a pizza, some breadsticks, maybe a 2-liter bottle of Coke. Like, and that was pretty much my life right there.
I'm so sorry that your life was only, your online presence is only $37. But is this also because, I know it's Facebook, but if is it Meta? So is it also including Instagram?
No, it's only said Facebook on the check. Did anyone else get one of those? 702-364-9400. Or have you ever been like paid randomly for something where you're like, what's this for? It's not for your job. You got paid for something. Maybe you won it. Maybe you just got a random check like that. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes, it has. But it was for my job. But I guess a lawsuit happened and then I got paid out. So I remember my first ever job was working at a store called DSW. Do you remember DSW?
I remember the shoe place.
Yes.
Yeah.
I worked there maybe for 3 months and they only scheduled me for like 2, maybe 3 shifts. And I'm like, okay. And I was in high school, you know, I didn't know any better. So one day I kind of just got let go quietly. I didn't like got like officially let go. And I guess this was a lot of other employees at the store. So when I got let go quietly, a couple months later, I wasn't the only one, I found out. So I guess someone sued DSW and we all got paid out $100.
Really?
So in the mail, my dad was checking the mail. He goes, hey, honey, look, this is for you. I open the envelope. There's a check, $100 from DSW because of a lawsuit. So that's what happened.
That's kind of cool. I mean, it's not cool that you got quietly let go,
right.
But that's kind of cool. I always wondered what happened to that store.
Yeah, I know. And maybe because they ran out of business. And I think it was like quietly after the recession as well. So
I know what it stands for now. Dang, Steph wins.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, September 30th. It is 6:02. Thank you guys so much for being here. man, it's only 6:02. I feel like we've done so much this morning.
No kidding.
So busy. How are you feeling this morning? Last night, Steph texted me. She's like, I'm not feeling good. I just want to warn you. I'm not feeling great. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes. Like, get rest. Do what you got to do. Let me know. And this morning you're like, I feel better. I was so happy to see that.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling good yesterday. And I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but I gave up something and it was one of the hardest things that I've ever given up. And I've done it before. So I'm like, I could do it again.
What?
I gave up coffee.
Ooh, I know. Oh, I'm having a panic attack already listening to this. Are you... What?
Yeah.
I saw you drink one last week. You just gave it up. Was it this weekend?
So on Sunday, okay, so this past weekend, I noticed that my face was breaking out again. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've suffered for acne. I've suffered with acne for, you know, almost all my life. But for some reason, I'm like, I've done everything. I've done like topical medications. I've done prescription meds and just everything, you name it. So I'm like, what is going on? So I went to go research stuff online. Oh, okay, WebMD, here I go.
No. I'll diagnose myself, says everyone.
Seriously. And so I said a lot of the research that came up was my diet and a lot of caffeine intake. And last week, we were at the Four Corners Food Drive. I was drinking coffee like no other.
A lot. Yeah, all of us were.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? I think a lot of the acne breakouts have to do with the caffeine intake. So I was like, you know what? Cold turkey. I'm going to take coffee out of my diet. Sunday, I'm like, okay, that was day one. I felt fine. Mind you, it's Sunday. I'm not working a morning show. Yesterday was horrible. I felt so nauseous. I was getting headaches. I was getting mood swings. And all day yesterday, I was like, what is it, the coffee that I'm not?
Yes, those are withdrawal symptoms.
You think so?
Yes, 100%.
I'm kind of in denial because I'm like, maybe it's something I ate. Because for lunch, I ate like some veggies from a veggie tray. So I'm like, it has to be the vegetables.
Of all the things, the vegetables probably saved you, if anything.
So that, honestly, I feel like this is the hardest thing I've ever given up in my life. It's coffee. Have you ever given something up or tried to give something up? And how long did you last?
Because oh my gosh.
I think I'm only going to last like 4 days. I tried 1 week without coffee. I'm going to try 1 week by Friday, but it's only Tuesday and I am struggling.
Wow. 702-364-9400. What's the hardest thing you've ever had to give up? I'd say coffee. I gave it up like not intentionally. I wasn't a coffee drinker until I had my first kid. I did not drink coffee at all. Didn't like the taste of it. And then when I came back to work after having Sophie, I was just dragging and I was like, well, I'm going to try a cup of coffee. And it did the trick. It was like I saw rainbows and fireworks and all this, like, wow, this is amazing. And there's been times where I didn't drink it for a couple of days. Like, you know, when you get some sort of a stomach bug?
Yes.
You can't stomach coffee. And so then I'd say, okay, now that I'm off of it for 48 hours, I'm going to keep this up. This will be great for me. And then boom, I go right back to it. It's an addiction.
It
really is. But the other thing for me is soda. So I don't drink it that often, but every once in a while I get this craving for a nice, crispy, like Coke Zero.
Ooh.
It's just, or Diet Coke. It has to be one of the two. Regular doesn't do it for me. Does anyone agree there's like a crispiness to it, especially if it's from McDonald's?
Ooh.
I don't know what it is about McDonald's Diet Coke, but there's something so amazing about it.
Yes.
And yeah, I can't give it up. I try so hard, but every once in a while I just finally cave in to the craving and I get myself one.
I don't know what, I know what you're talking about, but there's something about, for me, the Sprite at Jack in the Box.
Oh.
It's something about like a Sprite anywhere else, and Sprite at McDonald's too. Like I will go to McDonald's just for the Sprite. But now I'm back on this coffee thing. I actually snuck in my coffee in case I needed it. I did bring it with me today.
I don't want to feed your addiction or encourage your addiction, but girl, just do it. Just do it.
I know.
All the cool kids are doing it. No, I'm just kidding.
Black coffee. Oh. I can't do black coffee. Can you do black coffee?
No. Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But I have coconut milk in the fridge if you need some.
Okay.
So knock yourself out.
You know what? I might take you up on that, because if this headache doesn't go away by 7, I'm taking a sip of coffee.
I mean, it's 6 and then you wait till 7. 6, 7.
Oh, God. And then look at the time. time is it? It's 6:07.
It's 6:07. All right. So much coming up on the show this morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to be getting you on the guest list for our Mix 94.1 Taylor Swift Life of a Showgirl album listening party. It's happening Friday. Jackpot Bar and Grill, all ages. We want to get you in. And not only that, but we'll hook you up with 4 tickets to check out the official release party of a showgirl showing at AMC Theaters on Saturday. That's on the way with Heads Up. Don't go anywhere. And coming up next, we have what's trending. One of the biggest celebrity marriages is in trouble after nearly 2 decades together. I'll tell you who's living apart and what we know coming up next in what's trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban are trending this morning. They've separated after 19 years of marriage. Word is that they have been living apart since the beginning of the summer. She's been in Nashville with their daughter, Sunday Rose, who's 17, and Faith Margaret, who's 14. While Keith, he has been out on tour. Sources say that Nicole did not want this and was actually really fighting to save the marriage, but it was Keith who moved into his own place in Nashville. Her family, Nicole's family, especially her sister, has been a huge support system. She even shared some summer photos on Instagram of the time they spent together with their daughters and extended family. But Keith, in the meantime, I guess is just keeping really busy with music. He's still on the road. His next tour stop is coming up in a couple of days in Pennsylvania. It's like you see these celebrity couples and some you're like, okay, that's not gonna last. But I honestly did think this one was gonna last.
Me too. I mean, 19 years together, and I think about the daughters, the 14-year-old and the 17-year-old, and having their parents in the spotlight and then having to go through that divorce in there. Oh, I just can't imagine.
How old were you when your parents got divorced?
Well, legally, it was like a couple years ago.
Oh, really? They were still technically married.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, no kidding.
It's so long it took, but officially like separated and when they knew they were no longer going to be together, they started around like I was 13, 14, and it was a difficult time.
I was going to say, like, your parents weren't even celebrities, but just, you know, going through that time as a young girl is hard enough. Like,
yes.
That's, I think, those teen years, like 12, 13, 14 are some of the hardest. And then you were having to deal with this on top of that. Mm-hmm. How did you do that?
Honestly, I relied on a lot of like my dance, like just dancing a lot because I did a lot of dance teams. So I kind of just, I separated it between going to dance class and going to school. And then I would go home, and being home was super tough. So I tried not to be home, but I was kind of avoiding it at the same time.
Did they fight around you, or was it awkward around you, or did they kind of not do any of that?
I remember one big fight that led to the separation. And after that one big fight, there was no more big fights.
Oh, okay.
It was like that one was that big fight was kind of like the nail in the coffin type of thing. And I will never forget it. I remember being in my room. They were there in their room and they were screaming at each other. I've never heard anything like it. And then after that, it was like, okay, we know that we can no longer be together. We no longer want to fight around her anymore. So that was kind of the end. And then I would just see them separately. Like I would see my mom separately and then I would see my dad separately.
Well, why do they make the paperwork so difficult? They had to wait years to do that.
So I guess the universe was so weird because it took forever, because whenever they would go to the judge or whatever, like something with the paperwork or something with the lawyer.
Oh, the universe was like, no, give
not
it a chance.
I'm like, wink, wink. Looks like you guys got to stay together.
Well, Nicole and Keith, like you said, 19 years in June. And so the timing of the separation feels especially sad. It's unclear if they're going to head towards divorce or maybe try to find their way back, but that is what's trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Karen, you're caller 20.
Woo-hoo.
All right, let's do this. So we've got some really cool stuff here. First of all, we're going to hook you up with passes to our Taylor Swift Life of a Showgirl album listening party Friday, and then also 4 tickets to check out the official release party of a showgirl at AMC Theaters. You ready to do this?
I am. Today is my assistant principal's birthday, and she is the biggest Taylor Swift fan, so
oh,
that's what I'm waiting for.
That would be amazing. Yeah, 4 of these passes. Okay, pick a category. Do you want to go with Empire State of Mind, Caffeine Fix, Jam Session, or Hair We Go?
Let's go Empire State of Mind.
Okay, Broadway Musicals Day was yesterday. Oh, no. Oh, no. These actually are things associated with New York City. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, you got this. We just need to get 6 and 60 seconds. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, Karen and Mercedes, your 60 seconds starts now.
This is the green lady standing with the torch in her hand.
Statue of Liberty.
Yes, this is kind of the central area of Manhattan where where all the tourists go, the lights. It's
Times Square.
Yes. This is the financial district, the special road on the financial district.
Wall Street.
Yes. This is when you want to go to the other borough across the river, you're crossing the what?
The Brooklyn Bridge.
Yes. This is the team that is out of the Bronx, the baseball team.
The Yankees.
Yes, yes. This is what you said right when we started, where people go to like ride their bikes.
Central Park.
Yes.
Wow.
That was awesome. Oh my gosh, Karen. You killed it. Good job. Congratulations.
Thank you. So excited.
Oh, we're going to see you and your assistant principal on Friday. This is going to be amazing. 4 passes to join us at our Life of the Show Girl party at Jackpot Bar and Grill. A special listening party. Her album is coming out. And then we're also going to get you tickets to check out Taylor in her official release party of a showgirl, AMC Theaters, Saturday. You are in for free. Karen, congratulations. And we have another chance for you to win this morning right around 8:20 with Heads Up Again, a late edition. So be listening for that. And speaking of the devil, let's get you some Taylor right now. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Apparently, the whole power through it thing is not impressive anymore. We're talking about when you're sick, and a new survey found that 31% of Americans say it's no longer a badge of honor to drag yourself into work when you should be dragging yourself into bed, but 22% of people still feel like their boss is giving them the "don't you dare call in sick" kind of vibe. So they show up anyway. And let's be honest, nothing's going to make your coworkers side-eye you more than when you're like coughing and sneezing during a meeting. 86% of people say they immediately worry about their own health if someone sick shows up at work. Are you that way? If someone like sneezes, are you like, oh?
Kind of. Remember at Four Corners Food Drive last week? There was a coworker of ours who was sitting behind you.
Yeah, yeah.
Who kept sneezing. And I didn't want to say anything, but I remember I bring like the big old tub of hand sanitizer. I just wanted to be like, dude, here, you got to go over there.
Please go.
Yes.
And then there's one point where I sneezed, and I usually will sneeze like behind me to not get it on anyone. So I go to sneeze behind me, and there's a coworker standing right behind me. So I was like, ah. So I opened my shirt and I sneezed down my shirt because I didn't want to get germs on anyone.
But how are you with this? Do you power through, or what's your mentality?
Times out of 10, I power through. The only time, and I get it, like people don't like it, but my justification is I'm in my own studio. So I have very limited contact with people. The only time I will not chance it is if I'm throwing up.
Okay.
I just feel like that, you just never know. And so, but if it's a cold or something, I do power through it. It sounds like my coworkers hate me for doing that. What about you?
Same. Well, this is my thing too. Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, that's just like when I feel the worst.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, if I keep going, maybe it'll get better. Like this morning, I'm not going to lie to you, I had a headache and I'm like, nope, power through. It's going to go away. Right now, I feel great. I feel like my headache is gone.
Maybe it's just you needed to get up and going for that.
Exactly.
Is Ramon here?
Yeah, Ramon is here.
Ramon, are you a power through it, or are you like a just stay at home if I'm sick kind of guy?
No, I usually power through. I've only ever called out sick once from the station here in over 3 years.
What was the reason for that? Like, why did you finally say this time I am calling out sick?
It was recently. It was just like 2 weeks ago. I was I was throwing up, like you said.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
Sorry.
And it was because wasn't the Raiders game on the night before?
I thought I was just like ate something. I was like, you know what? Maybe I was a little hungover.
There you go.
At least you can admit it. Yeah. Also this morning, you guys, AI is getting really crazy. So there is an AI actress that is about to sign with a major talent agency. Her name is Tilly Norwood. She's not a real person, guys. She's an AI creation, but her creator says she is going to be the next Scarlett Johansson, the next Natalie Portman, and agencies are apparently circling her like it is award season. I mean, she is really close to getting representation, which, not surprisingly, the acting community is furious, saying they're going to boycott whatever agency signs her. Her creator says that she's not here to replace humans. She's just kind of a creative work of art. But, you know, there's some actor out there yelling at their agent like, you mean a sim beat me out? What is going on?
I'm looking at pictures of Tilly Norwood. I know she's fake, but she's kind of pretty. She's actually really pretty.
I'm looking her up now.
She kind of looks like a mixture of Natalie Portman and like a Selena Gomez.
Oh, man, she is pretty.
She is beautiful. But like to think about that this might be an actress we might see in movies is kind of weird.
That is so bizarre. I like AI to a point, but then it gets really weird. I don't know. I'm not on board with this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
And we can't stop it. That's a thing. It just keeps developing, you know?
I like AI for it as an assistant, like to help you with work, to help you get your, you know, an email or whatever. But for it to replace jobs and to see it like on a red carpet, that's when, like, okay, this is getting a little too much.
Well, they did it with a radio DJ.
Yes.
Remember? What is it? AI Amy?
Ashley.
Ashley. AI Ashley. And she, okay, you guys, so like she literally was just on the air doing her thing and they told the listener she was AI, but then there was another one, wasn't it, in Australia?
Yeah, where they didn't tell anyone,
yeah,
right?
And people were like, why does she talk weird? Why is her inflection weird? And they finally admitted that she was AI.
Did you know that AI Ashley, I think it was like a Portland radio station or something, they actually replaced her with a real human now.
Really?
So AI Ashley is no more.
Oh my gosh.
See? So.
Do you guys think we're AI?
We are not AI, I swear.
We show up sick, we're not AI. Finally, this morning, this is nightmare fuel. Oh my gosh. A woman in the UK, her name is Hayley Black. She yawned so hard, she literally broke her neck.
What?
This is going to freak me out now every single time I yawn. So I guess she was making a bottle for her baby and she saw the baby yawn. And we all know yawning is contagious. I'm sure some of you are yawning right now because I'm talking about yawning. But when she saw her baby yawn, she yawned herself and boom, two bones in her neck shot forward into her spine.
What?
She ended up spending 6 months in a wheelchair. She had to learn to walk again, and now she has permanent nerve damage, and she still panics every time she yawns, which, honestly, same. It's like, great. Yawning too enthusiastically is going to be one of the things that can try and kill us now.
Poor girl. I see pictures of her online in a neck brace, and then the dad is behind, the husband's behind her with the baby. I thought it was silly for, you know, getting my hand injured by a handshake.
No.
This is beyond that.
The yawn will beat you every time, which makes you think, like, who else was around her besides the baby that made you yawn that aggressively? Are they that boring?
Right.
What's going on?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly,
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I may end up regretting admitting this. I think I've admitted this on the air before, but is this disgusting? I just feel like so judged whenever I say this. So this past weekend, we went out to dinner, and I just bought this brand new pair of jeans, these black jeans. And so I had them in my closet, and I tear off the tags, and I put them on, and do a little mirror check. And I'm like, yes, that's a look. Okay, let's do this. So we go downstairs and I show Matt, kind of expecting like a, wow, you look amazing. Instead, he raises an eyebrow and he goes, girl, You need to wash those.
Did he say girl?
He called me girl.
Oh, I love that.
I was like, I go, what? I'm just standing there like, what are you talking about? Because they're brand new. No one's lived a life in them before, you know? Plus, they're black. I don't want them to fade. And he's like, you just got those from the store. You have to wash them before you wear them. And I'm like, not with pants. Like, pants and shirts are fine. It's the... Okay, look, I'll do it with bras and underwear.
Okay, good.
Always wash, no question. But jeans, shirts, dresses, I mean, they will go straight from the shopping bag to the restaurant booth. You know, I love the crisp, brand new feel before the wash softens it up. So are you team wash first or are you team wear it out right away? 702-364-9400.
My jaw is on the floor.
No, you're going to judge me.
Mercedes, how could you do this?
Is that disgusting?
I mean, okay. And I used to do what you did. I used to buy clothes and I would wear them right after, take the tag off, go out, whatever. But when I started working in retail is when I found out how disgusting clothes is, especially during the unpacking process. My managers would tell me, you guys need to wash your clothes before you put them on. They'll see like dust and like chemicals from the factory and stuff. And not only that, what if you're buying jeans or any type of clothes that people have worn before?
I know.
Trying on.
I've worked in retail too. I know better, but it's like they're black jeans. Mm. I don't want to take the blackness away. I don't want to take the crispiness away. You know, it's like, I've done it my whole life. It didn't kill me. I'm still here to tell the tale of my black jeans.
Your immune system has toughened out black jeans. Well, and for me, though, it's because my skin is sensitive.
Yeah.
I have, like, I deal with eczema. I have, like, very sensitive skin. So for me, I have to. For you, if your skin is tough and it can deal with the black jeans of all, then do it.
Does anyone else do that? Am I the only one? I feel like I'm about to just get railed here. Sandra, good morning.
Good morning, Mercedes.
Oh, no.
I can't believe you.
I know. I hear it in your voice. I hear it. Okay, bring it on. What do you say, Sandra?
My God, you don't know if they've like gone to the gym and then tried on clothes. They haven't showered for days. Like, oh my goodness.
Oh. What about new clothes magic, though? I mean, what? Would you wear something that doesn't look quite the same?
No, Mercedes. No.
You know what? Deep down, I know you guys are right. It's just, yeah. I'm in denial, but I'm not reckless. I don't do it with underwear and bras.
Good. And I get your point with like the black jeans, because black jeans do fade. And I like the way that retailers will fold the jeans and then like crisp line.
Yes.
Like I couldn't redo that. You have to get it from the store and it shows perfectly.
Let's really analyze this though. Okay, guys, like, let's say you go to a restaurant and they give you a menu. Do you know how many grubby hands have touched that menu before? Are you like, no, you need to hold the menu for me, or no, let's wash these menus before? I mean, those have probably gone through 10 times the grossness that the black jeans went through, don't you think?
I like to think, because my husband was a manager for a Japanese restaurant, and he told me when he would walk in and he would get flashbacks when he worked there at restaurants, he would see servers wiping down every single menu. Does every restaurant do that? Probably not. But thinking of it like that, that's really disgusting.
Ramon, are you a wash and wear, or are you a wear?
So I am a wear, fresh, because Mercedes is right. This shirt will not be the same after washing it. The only thing I wash first would be like underwear and towels and maybe a blanket.
Okay.
But no, I'm wearing it straight to the club or whatever.
Oh, gosh, there's two of us on the side.
For sure, yeah.
What?
Jessica, good morning. What do you think? Wash and wear or just wear? Jessica?
Just wear. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. One more time.
So I used to be on Team Mercedes and just wear the black jeans or whatever. However, my half Chinese friend and I had a recent conversation and he was like, no, I don't trust my own people. You wash everything.
I don't know. I mean, I get it. I do get it. I can't. I really cannot like argue it. There's no good reason other than me not wanting to do the laundry and ruining the crispness. We're getting a lot of texts. So, hey, some people are actually on our side, Ramon. Mercedes, it's fine. Unless you're a germaphobe, it's totally fine. This one says, I'm a washer before you wear. If you ever take a tour at Amazon, you'll understand why. It's gross.
Yeah. Even boxes. Like, when I think about Amazon boxes coming from, like, the locker, I make sure that those boxes don't touch my kitchen island.
Really?
Yes. Imagine.
You are a germaphobe.
Am I a germaphobe? Or am I just overthinking?
I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing that you are, but at the same time, I probably gross you out, don't I?
No, you don't. I didn't think that this was... I'd never seen this hurt or this side of you, but I do remember making fun of you. I think you had like a Taylor Swift setter on, and you still had the tag on it.
Yes, in medium.
I'm like, Mercedes, look under your arm.
Hey, how about we do this, guys? Like, let's pull a Men in Black, and let me like wave that little stick in front of your heads. Forget we had this conversation, okay?
Okay, sounds
let's
good.
Everybody forget. This didn't happen, okay?
Can you do a zap for us? Where am I?
I mean, if you don't wash your clothes before you wear them, you are crazy.
Yeah, Mercedes, I'm with you on that.
All right, let's do it. It's time to win. Time for the Mega Minute, and we've got your tickets to see Ed Sheeran. His Loop Tour coming to Las Vegas next year in July. Allegiant Stadium. Such a good show. I saw him when he was here last year, and oh my God, amazing. You're going to love it. So caller 20, you get these passes right now. All you got to do is conquer the Mega Minute. We've got 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get them all correct in that amount of time, and you are going to the show. We had a winner yesterday. Let's do it again. Caller 20, you're in. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Michelle, your caller 20. Oh, I hear you have some people with you. Your daughters are in the car. What are their names?
Shelby and Sienna.
Shelby and Sienna, what is up? How are you guys?
Yay!
All right, let's do this, ladies. It is time for the Mega Minute. 60 seconds. 10 questions. You get them all correct, and you guys are going to see Ed Sheeran, his Loop Tour at Allegiant next year. If any one of you knows the answer, just shout it out, because if I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on, okay?
All right.
All right, you guys, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it's now.
The Golden State is the nickname of which state?
California.
Yes. Big Boi and Andre 3000 are part of which musical duo?
I don't know. Pass.
What date does New Year's Eve land on?
December 31st.
Yes. In terms of the internet, what do the letters WWW stand for?
World Wide Web.
Yes. So how many hours are in 3 days?
72.
Yes. What vegetable is used to make sauerkraut?
Cabbage.
Yes. What do we call water falling from the clouds?
Rain.
Yes. In what country would you find the Palace of Versailles?
France.
Yes. What kind of fruit juice is used to mix a Bloody Mary?
Tomato juice.
What credit card company slogan is what's in your wallet?
Chase.
No.
Visa. MasterCard.
No. Big.
Discover.
No. Big Boi and Andre 3000 are part of which musical duo?
The
hip-hop
outcast.
Oh, yeah. No, we ran out of time. I'm sorry, guys. Darn it. You guys just were 2 questions away. So that is Outcast. Big Boi, Andre 3000. That is Outcast. Hey, yeah, all that good stuff. What's in your wallet? I think you named every credit card company, but not this specific one. It's Capital One. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Yes. I'm sorry, you guys. That means no winner this morning for the Mega Minute. But Michelle and Shelby and Sienna, you guys can hang up and call right back, because caller 20, you're going to get these tickets right now. 2 of them to see Ed Sheeran when he comes to Allegiant Stadium in July for the Loop Tour. Caller 20, you get him right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, if you are looking for the American dream of buying a new house, this may not be the best time for you. A new survey of aspiring first-time homebuyers is finding that 1 in 6 are just giving up on that American dream of owning a home. Bankrate did this survey, and they found that there are 3 main factors that are driving people away. High home prices, number one, low supply, and just the really high mortgage rates. Gen Zers, they're the most likely to be shopping for a home right now, 9% doing that, followed by millennials at 7%, Gen Xers at 7%, and baby boomers at 5%.
I can't tell you how much I relate to this as a renter and has been a renter her whole life. I eventually want to buy a home, but seeing the prices and just like the economy right now, I fear buying a home.
Yeah, I think that it's like once you get in it, like it's such a great investment, but it's so hard to get that initial, get the money to put down for it. Mm-hmm. And like, the interest rates are just like so high right now that you would be paying just so much in interest. And so I get it. Yeah. At this point, is there something that you feel like a right time could come along? Is it, what's the main factor for you? Interest rates, the home prices, the selection? What is the main thing for you?
Interest rates. Yeah. For sure. It's interest rates. I mean, I feel like I'm saving more money by renting than buying right now. Just with me and my husband's income right now, we're good. Like, we're totally fine. But to add on an extra stressor on paying that interest back or going through the process of buying a home, I don't even want to think about it. I don't even want to think about the renters and the mortgage and everything that goes with it. I see my friends in San Diego are buying homes right now, and I'm like, what are you doing? What do you mean you're buying a home?
In San Diego? Yes, dang.
They're nurses. They got the money.
Oh,
but,
wow.
But still.
I would love to buy a home in San Diego, but they're so expensive.
I would love to buy a townhome in San Diego.
Also this morning, here's a blast from the past. Does anyone remember this theme song?
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high.
Do you guys remember?
Take a look. Is in Reading Rainbow.
Yes, they are. Reading Rainbow is back. LeVar Burton is not, but they are going with a new younger host by the name of Michael Threets. But he's going by his TikTok handle, which is Michael the Librarian. Do you know who he is?
No, I don't.
I don't either. I'm going to have to look him up. He's the resident librarian for PBS Kids. And yes, the show will air on PBS. There's going to be celebrity guests, including Gabrielle Union, Adam Devine, Chrissy Teigen, John Legend. No word on an air date yet, but the original Reading Rainbow ran from 1983 to 2006, with reruns airing through 2009. This used to be one of my favorite shows ever. I mean, I remember we would go to the library and our librarian would play this show for us. And when I knew that we got to watch Reading Rainbow, I was so excited.
But okay, so being a huge fan of Reading Rainbow, what do you think about a new host? Can you see him as a new host?
Well, LeVar Burton's the OG. Like, that's who I grew up watching. But I mean, their change is good. And if this guy is more relatable and gets more of the younger crowd watching, I think that would be good. I have to look him up. Was there a show that aired, like a kids learning show that you just loved, and what was it for you? Between this and maybe Sesame Street, I loved those shows.
Oh, I loved Blue's Clues. And when Steve left and they brought in Joe, I was like, who is this Joe guy? Steve will forever be my guy. So it took me a while to adjust to Steve's younger brother. But I mean, all in all, you're always going to remember the OGs like LeVar Burton.
Yeah, I love that Steve is doing his thing now. Like, he just started a podcast and he's just like so comforting.
Yes.
To so many people. What about you, Ramon? What was your like kids learning show that you loved as a kid?
If it's got to be, you know, learning, I'm gonna go with the Magic School Bus and Miss Frizzle. Oh, that science God. class.
I loved that show. I remember when, yes, the school bus would go into like human bodies.
Yes. That would scare me.
That's probably the best episode. Yes. They're inside you right now.
What?
They're just driving down your tonsils. Right. You know. Finally this morning, if we want more kids to listen to the radio, we may need to launch like an ASMR version of our show. Okay, guys,
okay.
There's this new poll that found out Gen Z adults are the generation most likely to want a calming environment, complete silence on their morning commute. Like that ASMR.
I can't with ASMR.
You don't like it?
I don't. I tried. I can't. Like when people eat stuff or when people bite stuff or when people, yeah, like the nails on the, oh, I can't.
Yeah, 55% of Zoomers claim they do enjoy driving in total silence. They're also the most likely to drive, use their drive to mentally kind of process their workday and the most likely to take an occasional nap in their car, hopefully not while they're driving. The survey looked at how different generations use their time in the car, and each age group is a little bit different. So millennials are the most likely to think about the future or make plans while driving. So like more obsessed with like kind of multitasking and being productive. If you're Gen X, congratulations. You are the most likely to rock out in your morning drive.
Really?
Yes. Gen Zers or Gen Xers, I'm sorry, are the generation most likely to just turn up the volume.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Right now, there's a big discussion about schools and school start times. Have you guys heard about this? Right now in Clark County, most high schools start at 7 a.m., but that could change because the district is asking parents and students and just the community whether school should start 30 minutes later, starting in the 2026-27 school year. I guess there's research saying later start times help kids get more sleep. It boosts their mental health. It even improves their grades. But here is the flip side of it. Pushing that first bell back means after school sports and activities, those are going to run later. Parents who work early mornings, they could be stuck scrambling in businesses that rely on student workers. They could also feel the shift. What do you guys think about changing the school start time? 702-364-9400. This isn't just a small tweak. One of the options on the table would push high schools to start at 8 and then elementary schools to 9:30.
Oh my.
And that would require hundreds of new buses and drivers, and that price tag would be like $100 million. So some teachers in Vegas are already saying that they worry that this could completely backfire, that it won't fix absenteeism, and it could just make life harder for families. What do you guys think about this? If high school started at 8 instead of 7, what would that do for your morning? 702-364-9400.
Well, personally, I know I don't have kids or anyone in the school district here, but for me, I remember being a kid, especially in high school, our start time was 7:05. I remember exactly. And I would be so tired. I remember going into my first period, and honestly, my brain took like an hour to finally like get it started and running and learning. So for me as a student, I actually think this is a great idea. All stuff aside with the parent stuff and the schedules and stuff, I was very fortunate to have my dad being able to pick me up at any time because he wasn't working at the time. So he was able to pick me up. So I was in a different situation in high school. I would have loved to start 30 minutes later, like at 7:35 instead of 7:05.
Would that change your whole kind of the way you do things in the morning in your morning commute? Maybe you have kids that go to different schools, one in high school, one in middle school, one in elementary school. Is it going to throw you off? Is it going to be better? We want to hear from you. Let's talk to Nick. Hey, Nick, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning, you guys. I've lived here for 22 years, and in California, like, everyone started at the same time, 8 o'clock. But moving here, I got 3 kids. I got one in high school, one in junior high, one in elementary. So the staggered start times, I was always under the impression that the older kids had to start first so they could be home to take care of the little siblings once they got home.
Yeah, I think they would still stagger them, but it would just go running. It would run a little late. Would you want that? Do you think, like, how does your high schooler deal with the 7 a.m. start time?
Well, he just gets up when we tell him to get up. He sets his alarm. Sometimes he doesn't. We always get him up. But they're going to find a reason to complain anyways. Like you said, after school is going to be later. The extracurriculars are going to be later. It's going to be a complaint no matter what. It took me 40 years to figure out, guess what? If you go to bed earlier, you get up earlier.
Wow. How did you figure that out, Nick? I haven't even learned that yet, and I've been doing this morning thing. That's brilliant, Nick. You're the best. Thank you so much for calling. So I think Nick is a keep it at 7 a.m. kind of person. What do you think, Kim? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm going to keep it at 7 a.m. I feel for the high school students because as a high schooler, I would have liked it later. But I have an elementary kid. She starts currently at 9 o'clock. You push it to 9:30. That means now she's getting out close to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's pretty late for a little to get home, get their stuff done, get an activity in, and get to bed on time.
Does she have after school activities that she takes part in also?
She does. We do scouting, and so we've got a lot of preparation, got to come home, get a uniform on, get everything ready, get there by 6 o'clock. That would really cut our time down, make it pretty thin.
Yeah, it sounds like it, and it also sounds like with parents, they'd be scrambling too.
Yeah, I think about the parents more than the kids in this situation.
Well, Vicky is on the opposite side. Vicky, you're like, yeah, let's make it later. What do you think?
Yes, my daughter has early bird, which means she has to be there at 6 o'clock in the morning when it is pitch dark.
That's so weird to be at school when it's dark outside.
That's what time zero period is, or what do they call early, it's early bird?
It's early bird, yes. So with the band, choir, football, a lot of them have to be there at 6 o'clock in the morning, and she leaves and it's pitch dark.
So do you think that hour would help a little bit? I mean, do you notice that these early hours are really affecting her?
I would like just the 30 minutes. I think that's all we need. It would start to get light and that would be fine. I think the hour would get them off too late.
Yeah, that does seem like a lot. What do you guys think? Do you think the benefits of better sleep and mental health outweigh the cost and the schedule changes? Families with kids in sports or band, how would that affect your after-school practices, your games? And teachers, I know you're probably in class right now, but if you're listening, do you think these later start times would actually make kids more alert in class? I'd love to hear from a teacher. Like, what is your first period like? Are they there? I
mentally?
Know. My daughter starts at 7 a.m. and she is like...
Ugh. Yeah.
You know, I know it's tough on her, but at the same time, I think she enjoys being out by 1:15. You know, there are benefits, pros and cons. 702-364-9400. Be honest. How many of you had to drag your teenager out of bed this morning like you were pulling some hibernating bear out of its cave? I'm sure a lot of you have, and that's what we're talking about right now. The Clark County School District, they're looking at changing that. Right now, most high schools start at 7 o'clock. But the district is asking parents and teachers, students, whether pushing start times 30 minutes later would actually help. And the research, it backs it up. It says later starts can improve the sleep, the focus, even the grades. Critics, though, they're saying it can throw families in a complete and total chaos with work schedules, after school sports, activities running late. And one option on the table would mean elementary schools would not even start until 9:30 a.m.
Wow.
And that comes with a price tag of more than $100 million in buses and drivers. So let's talk about it. 702-364-9400. Would a later start time actually help your kids, or would it make your family life harder? John, thanks for holding. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. I think it needs to be pushed back. You know, these kids right now, it's chaotic in the morning. I got one in high school, two middle school, one in elementary. All different time points, they're starting. It's just chaotic. And to be honest, I think they need to stay in school longer, too.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Why do you think that?
You know, I grew up in Texas, and I went to school from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And I believe it's also one of the reasons why our school district is one of the worst in the nation.
And so do you see this as like a mental health, a focus issue as far as the times go?
Oh, absolutely. You know, like I'm going to be honest, I hated school. And, you know, if I had to be there at 7 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to dread it.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's any kids out there that actually love it. And you started at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
I started at 7 a.m. in high school, too. And I guess I just got kind of used to it. But I think my first period was probably a throwaway, if I remember correctly.
My first period, I think, was like what we called advisory class, where it was like a study hall or whatever. But still, it took me a long time to finally get into that brain mode of learning. And starting at 7, it was horrible for me.
Yeah, it's rough. I mean, my kids have gotten used to it, but I know they wouldn't mind an extra half hour. Vanessa, good morning. What do you think? Change it or keep it?
I say to keep it.
Why?
I have a high school, middle school, and an elementary school at the same time. And when the high school goes in at 7 o'clock, he gets off at 1:11. He goes to the rec center to go pick up my daughter that gets off at 2:11 from the middle school. And then they both go pick up my elementary child because they get off at 3:11.
That's crazy that they all are getting off on the 11th.
That's
so
weird.
Yes. It's 1 hour apart. How do I make it work? I'm going to be honest, old-fashioned parent. I take their phones away, their tablets, everything. Everybody's in bed by 9 o'clock.
That honestly, wow. That's the thing. And someone said it earlier. It's like, surprise, if you go to bed earlier, it's not as hard to wake up earlier. Tim, good morning. You say keep it at 7 a.m. Why do you say that?
I say keep it at 7 a.m., but let them out earlier. You know, just let kids catch up on homework or any assignments that they need to do, and then they're allowed to be kids.
Maybe instead of having like a study hall period or one of those off periods, that let them out earlier so that they can utilize that however they want, whether it's at home or whatever.
Yeah, something, but, you know, being able to take them out or anything, because I've got 4 kids. And all on different time schedules and activities and everything. So, you know, just allowing them the extra time, I think, to be able to relax.
Yeah, we do underestimate that. Ramon, you have a son. He's in elementary school. What time is he going in to school in the morning?
He starts at 9.
Oh, my gosh, that seems so late.
He starts at 9 and gets out at 3:11.
Wow. Does everyone want to listen to Amber by 3:11 now that we've been talking
yeah.
about this?
Does the 30-minute mark, would that help you and your wife?
So, yeah, he would start at 9:30 and get out at 3:41. And it's funny because I took their survey last week.
Oh, you did? Your vote?
I voted to keep it the same. Do not change it. And it's funny because I talked to Jackie and she said, oh, I wrote to change it. I was like, cool. So we offsetted our survey.
You just canceled each other's
yes,
vote.
Exactly.
Come on.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Ellie and Summer, good morning. You're caller 20. Are you guys ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's do it. We've got these album listening party passes for you for Taylor Swift's new album and also tickets to go to the theaters and check out the official release party of a showgirl. Pick a category. Do you want to go with On Wednesdays We Wear Pink, The Life of a Showgirl, Kitten Around, or CD Player?
You think? First one, the On Wednesdays We Wear Pink.
Okay, perfect. Mean Girls Appreciation Day is this Friday. So these are all popular high school movies, okay?
Okay.
Popular high school movies. We just need 6, so we got this. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This was about 5 kids who got detention and they had to go to school on Saturday.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, this is about a guy playing hooky and his sister tells on him and he... Yes, this was with Heath Ledger and Julia Stiles, I believe, and they... Yes, this was Cher and her friend Dion and they were...
Lewis.
Yes, this is McLovin and the eye infection from the pillow.
Oh my for them.
Yes, this is about Molly Ringwald, and they forgot her birthday.
Pretty
pink? No, go with the first one. 16 what?
16 candles.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes! Wow, you guys just killed it. Nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We will see you guys on Friday because you're going to be joining us for our Taylor Swift Life of a Showgirl album listening party. It's happening this Friday, Jackpot Bar and Grill. We've got 4 passes for you for that. And then we're going to give you guys 4 tickets to go to AMC Theaters to see the official release party of A Showgirl on Saturday. It's going to be a Taylor weekend for you guys. Congratulations.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, it's almost October. Can you believe tomorrow's October 1st? I know, it's crazy. Well, experts are saying this is the month where your wallet is under attack. Stores like Amazon, Walmart, Target, they quietly raise their prices now so that their Black Friday deals look bigger than they actually are. It's basically retail gaslighting. Experts say if you can hold off, just wait for Black Friday or Cyber Monday for the real savings. Some smaller shops or like Prime Day specials might sneak in legit deals, but overall, October is when you are most likely going to be paying more. So if your finger's kind of hovering on that add to cart button right now, maybe just step away and wait until November to do that.
Yeah, I think October is where James and I really try to budget everything for the rest of the year, if it's like gifts or travel, because it's hard to say right now because the month of October, we have 2 trips. We're going out of town this weekend, and then in 2 weeks is our friend's wedding. So we're like trying to punch numbers, and we're like, ooh, we really got to hold back this month.
Yeah, it's tricky for me because I typically start my Christmas and birthday shopping for my husband and daughter in October because their birthdays are in December along with Christmas.
Yeah.
And now that I'm seeing this, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I am getting like so screwed when it comes to this stuff because I think I'm doing a good thing by buying early. So I guess I'll just wait last minute like everyone else on this stuff. But it's like not any time. Literally the next weekend after Black Friday is my husband's birthday.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? Well, when you buy stuff for both Matt and your daughter, is it like they want specific things or do you just try and get creative?
Well, so I always ask them to tell me because the two of them are really hard to shop for. And my daughter makes me a PowerPoint every year.
That's right.
Literally, she has links to everything she wants. Now, it doesn't mean that she wants all the things on there. She's like, these are some of the things I like. Pick what you will. That way I know I'm getting her something I want. With Matt, like, he just sent me a link for something. Tell me if you guys think these are cool. He sent me some shoes. I'll ask you. I know you and Ramon both are into sneakers. Where are they? He sent me a link to them the other day. They're like, Brooklyn sent them to me on his behalf. He always wants shoes. Okay, here they are. They are the Nike Kobe 5 Protro.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are those good?
Well, anything Kobe and anything Protros are really cool. I personally like. James loves anything Kobe. Even if they're ugly, he'll want something
really?
Kobe. Yes. And okay. I hate him. Ramon?
I mean, I couldn't agree more. Anything Kobe, 100%. I mean, you're asking the wrong person here.
I know. And you and my husband have the same size shoe. So
yes.
But it looks like these shoes have like skeleton fingers on them.
Oh, yeah. The blue ones, the X-ray. Mm-hmm. I have the matching shirt and shorts.
Yeah. James has that shirt too. Yeah. Anything Kobe, I swear, James wants. I'm like, it's not even cute.
Okay.
What?
I'm going to.
You're insane.
As long as you guys say it's cool, I'm going to order them right now. We're on it.
Order me a pair too.
Okay. Hey, man, if you're helping us out, I got to help you out. Also this morning, Taylor Swift, we've been talking a ton about her. The Life of the Showgirl rollout is basically a world tour without the plane ticket. On album drop day, she is going to be on the Graham Norton show overseas. That's okay. A big one. And then she hits the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon on October 6th. And then on October 8th, she's doing a full-on takeover of Late Night with Seth Meyers.
I like that.
That's kind of cute. Unlike past visits, she's the only guest. So it's going to be like an extended sit down with him. And in between all this, we've been giving away tickets. Swifties can hit theaters worldwide the 3rd through the 5th for the official release party of A Showgirl Complete with a lyric video, behind the scenes clips, the premiere of the Fate of Ophelia video. So buckle up, Swifties. It's going to be a big weekend. Plus, we're having our album listening party on Friday. That's going to be so much fun. I got a shirt yesterday to wear.
Oh, you did? What kind of shirt did you get?
It just says Showgirl.
Oh, that's cute. Is it actually Taylor Swift or is it just Showgirl?
I think it's like knockoff. It's got the orange glitter thing,
but nice.
I got it on Amazon for like $11.
So. I feel like I have so much FOMO right now. I've planned this trip out of town for months. And then we're like talking about the listening party and stuff. And I am so sad that I can't be there, one. And then two, the AMC stuff this weekend, yeah. I can't make either. And she's only having it until Sunday. And I'm like, when can I have my Swiftie moment? I'm like a Swiftly, not a Swiftie.
Maybe you should, maybe you go late on Saturday or on Friday. And then when you're there, is there any way you can, any way you could squeeze in a quick little Tay-Tay movie?
I can't. That's the thing. Like, this whole weekend is jam-packed. So I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. Maybe I'll be on my phone. Can someone, like, live stream it from AMC?
I'll do it. I'll FaceTime you.
Please.
Finally, this morning, what do you guys think about this? Did you guys see it? We now have another sports petty theft issue. We talked about this happening a couple weeks ago with the kid and the baseball and all this. And now a Giants fan, which they are calling Giants Karen, is getting roasted online for taking a Patrick Mahomes headband straight out of a young Chiefs fan's hands at MetLife Stadium. So the video shows Mahomes clearly reaching towards the kid, but the lady lunged in like, I don't know, like it was a Black Friday doorbuster or something and pulled it out. She even bragged in a video that Mahomes handed it right to her. And spoiler alert, he did not. You can definitely tell from the video that it was supposed to go to the kid. So the internet went after her and she tried to defend herself, saying she didn't realize it was meant for him. And she said that he needs to be tougher anyway. Like, she went off and that didn't go over so great. So now she's walking it back. She's saying she'll get the headband to the kid, but the damage is done. What do you guys think about this whole thing with letting kids get the balls and the gloves and the things like that?
I think that the kids should get stuff like that. That's like, that's something in your mind as a kid that changes your memory forever. Like, that's something that I'll always remember. I've never had anything or gone anything from a sporting event, but I'm looking at this video and clearly, yeah, like you said, it was supposed to be for the kid. And why is a Giants fan wanting something from the Chiefs?
Do you really think that Patrick Mahomes is going to be like, oh, you're a Giants fan, let me give this to you? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Her defense was like, it happened so quickly. I just didn't know what's going on and I just grabbed it. Okay, like, that's fine. We all make mistakes. I get it. But after that happened and you turn and you see there's a kid there that's a Chiefs fan, wouldn't you just like give it to him?
Yes.
I think I would automatically do that. Have you ever taken your son somewhere, Ramon, and gotten anything like that?
He's gotten some Raider autographs, and I use it as an advantage. I'm like, he's a little kid. You know what I mean? Like,
it's all for Ramon.
Yeah, but it's for me, really.
I love that.
But have you seen the video? She like reaches over her left hand. Mm-hmm. He like pulls it from him. It's obviously she's taking it. It's very obvious.
Yeah, so she's now trying to walk it back, but I do like that. Is your son available for rent at select Raiders events?
Hey, yes, he's for Kobe shoes.
Name your price. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I can't believe we slept on this. Yesterday was National Broadway Musical Day. And a day to honor all those amazing shows, those talented actors and actresses. And Steph really wants to celebrate.
That's right.
You really want to celebrate. So you have a game for us. What is it?
I do. So the game is called Broadway or No Way. I'm going to give you, Mercedes and Ramon, a Broadway musical title. Now, is it, you guys have to tell me, is this a real Broadway musical or is it a made-up Broadway musical?
Oh,
okay.
Gosh. I'm not really good with Broadway musicals. How are you with them, Ramon?
Yeah, I'm going to do absolutely awful. I've been to New York once, saw one Broadway show like 10 years ago.
I can't even tell you what it was. Mercedes, you've seen a few.
I have. I've seen Hamilton. I've seen Wicked. I saw one's called August Osage County.
What?
That's all I remember.
All those I saw as movies.
That sounds about right. Okay, so I want Mercedes. You're going to go up first.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a Broadway title, and you're going to tell me, is this a real Broadway musical or not?
Okay.
Okay? The first one. Urine Town.
Sorry. Urine Town?
Urine Town.
As in urine, or is it you're in?
Urine. U-R-I-N-E.
Oh, my gosh. There's no way. Is there really a Broadway musical called Urine Town? I'm going to say no. There's no way. No way.
Urine Town is an actual real Broadway musical. It's a satirical comedy about a dystopian future where people must pay to use public toilets.
Oh my gosh.
Must watch.
Yeah. Sign me up for Urine Town.
Okay. Next Broadway musical, Ramon. Is this a Broadway or a no way? Subway Serenade.
I'm gonna say Broadway. It's like a musical in the subway,
like in New York City.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Or the sandwich shop.
Or the Subway Fresh. Okay, is Subway Serenade a real musical? It is not a real musical.
Well,
Subway Serenade.
We suck at this.
Zero to zero so far.
All right, get one.
Mercedes, is this a real Broadway musical or not? Hadestown.
You know what? Since I didn't give Urine Town a chance, I'm going to give Hadestown a chance. I'm going to say yes, it is a Broadway musical.
Is Hadestown a real Broadway musical? You are correct! Wow. It's a modern retelling of the ancient Greek myth of Orpheus set to a New Orleans jazz folk soundtrack.
I don't know what that means, but that sounds amazing.
All right, Mercedes, 1-0. Ramon, is this a real Broadway musical or not? Jazz Hands the Musical.
I'm gonna go no for the solely reason just because she just had yes, so I'm just gonna go no.
I was playing strategic.
Yes.
Okay, is Jazz Hands a real musical? You are correct. I'm sorry, you are correct.
Oh, you got it.
That's my finger slipped.
My strategy worked.
1-1 so far.
Oh my
Not bad.
This is hard. Now I'm wondering, should I pick one just based on what Ramon's last answer was? Or
No.
Okay.
You'll go with your gut, Mercedes.
Okay.
Is this a real Broadway musical or a fake one? The Drowsy Chaperone.
The Drowsy Chaperone. That just sounds too ridiculous. Like someone's chaperoning people and they're just tired, so they fall asleep all the time. That sounds too ridiculous to me. So I'm going to say no way.
Is The Drowsy Chaperone, are you correct? No, it is a real musical. It's a comedy about a musical theater fan whose favorite record comes to life in his apartment.
What? Oh my gosh. I am terrible. I'm supposed to be going to New York here in the next couple of months. I clearly have some research to do.
Well, you got to go watch The Drowsy Chaperone.
Yeah, right?
All right. Ramon, is this a real Broadway musical or a fake one? Come From Away?
Doesn't even make any sense. But I'm going to go yes because it doesn't make any sense.
Good strategy.
Are you correct?
No!
This is actually a musical I've seen. It's a true story of a small Canadian town that welcomed stranded passengers when planes were grounded after 9/11.
Oh, wow.
It is an amazing musical. Go see it. I didn't see it in New York, but if it comes to town at the Smith Center, go and watch it.
Wow, Come From Away. Okay.
Okay, Mercedes, let's do this. Last round.
Ramon is winning.
2-1.
Okay.
Mercedes, is this a real Broadway musical or a fake one? Bring in the noise, bring in the funk.
I've heard of that before. That is a real Broadway musical.
Is it a real Broadway musical?
Yes!
Yes! Oh, we tied it up.
That's my kind of musical.
It is a high-energy tap dance review chronicling African-American history and culture.
I love it. Okay, all right. So here's the game winner right here.
I don't want to end the tie like the Packers and Cowboys.
I know, right? This should not be allowed. That is ridiculous.
Yes. So annoying. Okay, Ramon, is this a real Broadway musical or a fake one? Lights of Manhattan.
Oh, I'm going to say that sounds like a Broadway show. I'm going to go yes, Broadway.
Is it a Broadway musical? It is not. That means we ended in a tie.
Okay, I'm the Packers. You're the Cowboys.
No. I'd rather be the referee.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.